kudos to everybody out there that that was looking out for him. And speaking of missing children, the Ride for Missing Children is Friday, May 20th already. It is already here, and we're joined right now by Frank Williams, and he's the Mohawk Valley Advisory Board Chairman for Missing and Exploited Children. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm terrific. How are you?
Wet. Wet. I'm going to complain about it all morning, too.
Which is something we're hoping we won't be on Friday, May 20th.
Last year was beautiful.
It was absolutely gorgeous. Actually, a little bit too hot. It was 86 degrees, and the sun was out. Nice weather. This year, we'd like it in the 70s, a little bit cooler.
Is that the preferred riding temperature? Is around 70 degrees for everybody?
In the high 60s is actually ideal because you're burning up a lot of energy, creating a lot of heat while you're running that 100 miles for the mission we're working at.
Now, how long is the ride?
Well, the ride this year is just short of 100 miles. We begin out at the YMCA out in Oneida, New York. They're very gracious to us. Our usual starting point, Troop D, New York State Police Headquarters, is under construction. So Hank Leo and his gang over there at the YMCA graciously opened up their facility to us. And then we'll go through Utica and Hartford, all the way out to Herkimer, going through Ilion and Frankfort, et cetera. And then coming back through Marcy, all the way up through Mid-State Correctional Facility, where we do a beautiful tribute.
It was fantastic. Last year was fantastic to see all the correctional guards out there with children cheering everybody on. It was really something special.
It's one of those moments that absolutely takes everyone's breath away.
Yeah.
We'd like to describe it to everyone here. We have a picture of it hanging up, and it's an absolutely incredible moment. And when we leave there, we come back through Whitesboro, where we'll do a very, very beautiful another tribute to some missing children, and then back home to the New Hartford Recreation Center.
And you guys go right up Genesee Street, right?
Yes, we do. And from that moment on, it's a little bit of... noisy.
Yeah.
And we ask everyone's indulgence every time when we're going down Genesee Street, every time a law enforcement officer sounds their siren, it's doing so to honor one of our missing children. And they try to honor them all, which unfortunately is not possible.
Yeah, it is quite the sight to see people. It's almost like the Boilermaker. Everybody lines up, gets a good spot by the road for the Boilermaker. Same thing for the ride. And my old office was right on Genesee Street. You guys went right past, and it's awesome to see you guys coming around the corner, and then you just see a sea of bikers.
The thing that touches us most is when we stop at the schools, which we'll be doing 17 stops at schools or ride-bys at schools, and you see the children. They're out there in the street or in their playgrounds when we come in, and they've got signs. And the signs are encouraging us, but also we've gone to these schools starting in March and doing assemblies, educational programs, where we teach them our four rules of safety. And they've got signs showing that they've learned the lessons, they're practicing the lessons, and it really cheers the riders on that we're doing a good job.
Now, the money that's raised for the ride goes to posters.
That's the primary use, is we raise funds for the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, the Mohawk Valley office here in Utica. And our primary charter is the distribution nationwide of posters of missing children. But additionally, we also have funds raised for community education to prevent childhood sexual exploitation and child abduction. And we do that education not only here in central New York, but across the whole of New York State.
And it's important for our children these days to know, you know, stranger danger.
Well, we try not to use that term.
Not stranger danger? Okay.
Yeah. The problem with stranger danger is most kids, they see us, we don't model it. We'll go up and we'll say hi to somebody and we'll introduce ourselves, and that person might be a stranger. So what we try to tell the children is four rules that really work well. Number one is, before you go anywhere with anyone, check first with mom, dad, your school teacher, that adult that's responsible for you. That's a good safe rule. The next is always take a friend. Be in a group. Don't be alone. Number three is a really important rule for the kids, and that is that trust your feelings. If somebody touches you or says something to you that makes you feel uncomfortable, you get that funny feeling in your stomach, then use the next rule. Say no. Go tell an adult you trust what happened and get help.
And it's important for adults, too, to be on their toes with what's going on these days. I was stopping at my friend's house the other day to watch the game, Knicks game. Unfortunately, they lost, like, last night. Oh, they're killing me. But and I'm looking down the street, and I see a small child talking to somebody in, like, you know, a van on the street. And I'm sitting there, and I sat out there for 10 minutes just keeping an eye on the situation, because you never know. And I personally would love to be able to say I stopped something bad happening from a kid. So, and, you know, it could have been their uncle or their cousin or whatnot, but When you see something suspicious like that, what mm-hmm. should people do?
Well, you did the exact right thing. Keep your eyes open. Keep an eye out and watch. We don't want to have everybody in fear of everything going
right.
wrong, but it's like your seatbelt. You know, if you put it on automatically, you follow the rules for safety, they become something you do each and every day. And so the children, if somebody approaches you looking for directions, say politely, no, I can't talk to you, and walk the opposite way of which the car is heading.
Yeah.
That way, if they're trying to get you, they've got to turn around.
Turn around, yeah.
But stay in a group. You're always safer in a group. And you mentioned another important thing. These are rules for kids. Follow them as adults.
Yeah, absolutely.
The same rules that
yep.
you can use for safety there.
I never take stranger candy. If somebody's in a car and says, hey, Mark, you want some candy? I say, no, thank you. Thank you. I'm all good. So the ride starts. It's Friday, May 20th. What can people do right now to get involved in?
Well, right
if they're
now,
not riding, because I've always said, I would love to ride that one day. But that's a lot of training and a lot of hard work to get into
commitment.
It.
And this year, for the first time in our history, we've actually closed the ride to further applications. This community of Central New York, particularly everybody in the Mohawk Valley, is so wonderful to us. There's been such an outpouring of volunteers. We've got a large number. We need more to help us out at the Hartford Recreation Center in the afternoon. So if you'd like to volunteer, please call 315-732-7233 and volunteer. If you know of someone who's riding, please make a donation. $5, $10. Look at it this way. Every $5 you give is another 20 posters of
yeah.
missing children we can put out.
That's
so
huge.
That's what we're looking for. Raise those posters. Use the funds for community education to make our children safer, one child at a time.
And, you know, it's important to talk about the volunteers, because not just the people that are riding. Everybody knows that the riders are awesome, very dedicated to what they do. But you guys have a whole mobile, like, bike shop going with you. It's amazing to see the support crew get to the schools ahead of time and get everything ready for the riders, so they could just get right off their bikes and relax, get a couple of oranges, some water. It's like clockwork.
It is clockwork, and we thank Jill Brooks, Fred Monaco, and all the volunteers for what work they do. They're the silent heroes behind the scenes,
yeah.
Lifting the bags, getting everything in place, doing so much work that really makes this ride what it is. We've got a few vehicles that follow behind, the bike mechanics,
yes.
who are great
yep.
volunteers. But there's hundreds of people behind the scenes that do so much work the day of the ride and all year long. We could not do this event, could not do our work for missing children without them.
Now, how many riders are involved this year?
Well, this year we're expecting a little over 430 riders, probably closer to 450. And right now we have a wait list of people. So if you are a confirmed rider,
that's amazing.
If you are not able to do the ride this year, please release your position to someone who's on the wait list. We've got a bunch of people that are raising their funds out there working hard on the training rides, and we're hoping to give them all an opportunity to ride with.
And if you see anybody out there doing the training rides, give them some room on the road.
Oh, please
give them some room. I remember one year I was going up River Road in Marcy, and I just saw 20 bikers coming by, and I knew it was for the ride, and I was honking the horn and saying, good job, guys, keep it up, because people got to watch out for the bikers out there, not just the runners, not just the motorcyclists. Watch out for the bike riders, and they have to train, so give them some peace of mind to make sure they're safe.
Please do. We had a tragic accident last year where a rider, Frank Campese,
yeah.
was killed on the Route 5 as he was going home. So please move over. Give the bicyclists a little bit of room there
mm-hmm.
on the shoulder. And we're doing our best when we do the training is to ride single
yeah.
file and not impede traffic. And what we do appreciate is what you did. All those people that yell out the window.
You got to yell.
Good job.
It makes
Keep
you
up the
feel,
good work.
It really makes you feel good to see somebody else out there. And, you know, if you can't get involved, it to see them get out there, and it was a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And they were out there Sunday. It was a hot day, and they're training for the Ride for Missing Children, and it just gives you a great feeling in your stomach.
It does.
It really
is wonderful. Absolutely terrific people here in Central New York.
Excellent. Mr. Williams, Frank Williams, the Mohawk Valley Advisory Board Chairman for the Missing and Exploited Children. It's the Ride for Missing Children, May 20th. Make sure you move over and during the event, get a seat on the side of the road and cheer them on, because it's a great event. So thank you, Frank, for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.